Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 27th day of January, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Beautiful sunrise here in south central Missouri, by the way. Nice oranges and grays and blues. We start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day is to get yourself, try out some merino wool socks. I give this frequently, but in addition, there's also merino wool underwear. You may be delightfully surprised. Let's start out with the merino wool socks. Just get one or two pair. I've been wearing mine now for about 20 years. They've helped my foot comfort and health tremendously. And I wear them whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. Okay. Interesting news. We should have Tom Berryhill calling in soon. I started watching Tucker Carlson a number of years ago. I had a hiatus of maybe a year and a half or so, but I've been watching him continuously now for about a year. He has the first or second largest audience in television, by the way, in case you don't know. Last night he featured a video, and I learned about this earlier in the day yesterday. In fact, it's on my Twitter feed. A very high level, only three levels from the very top of Pfizer, high-level executive with Pfizer, admitting on video about Pfizer violating international law, committing war crimes of manufacturing biological weapons. Now, he didn't use that term, of course. Of course not. In fact, he may not even know that he and his company are war criminals. If you make a biological weapon, you're committing a war crime. You're violating international law. If you make a virus that hurts and kills people, by definition, that is the very definition of a biological weapon, a disease that hurts and kills people. And he admitted that on video. The outfit called Project Veritas, they did an undercover recording of this man being quite proud and bragging and smiling about him and his company manufacturing biological weapons, viruses that can hurt and kill people, in order that they can make the vaccines that, if what we've got now with the COVID-19 vaccine, will also hurt and kill people. I was reading this morning that there's already the beginnings of what will become inquiries, United States Senate, in this regard. I'm sure the House of Representatives will have their own looking into this. We need to keep in mind, Pfizer is not an American corporation. They have no loyalty to any country on the planet, none whatsoever. They're an international company with manufacturing and offices in I don't know how many countries, probably several dozen, doesn't matter. This is major. Now, we've known for quite a while that Pfizer was engaged in this kind of activity on one hand. On the other, to have one of their executives admit it on tape is another whole level of evidence. Another whole level. Friday mornings, we look forward to Tom Berryhill being with us to discuss two things besides the events of the day, which inevitably come up: emergency survival communication and ham radio. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago when he was a teenager to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with emergency survival communications and ham radio. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
I don't know if you heard my introduction. Are you aware of the high-level Pfizer executive admitting on video that he and his company are engaged in biological warfare manufacturing?
Well, I've heard some chatter about him, but I don't know if it was concerning biological warfare.
Well, they didn't use that. He didn't use that term, and I just got word from my assistant to the marvelous Mrs. Moore that this executive has been fired, by the way. No, he admitted on video, and there's a copy of the video at my website on my Twitter feed. He admitted on video that Pfizer is manufacturing viruses that can hurt and kill people. So in turn, they can manufacture the vaccines that are allegedly, with the operative word being allegedly, help take care of the viruses. Now, it's a violation of international law. You're committing a crime against humanity if you manufacture a virus that hurts and kills people, Tom. And he admitted on camera, on video, that's exactly what he was doing in a undercover operation, covert recording. When the interview was finished, the man in charge of Project Veritas confronted this executive. He got quite irate, quite physical, to the point of physical confrontation, attempted to grab the notepad he thought had the video on it. He called the police, saying there were three or four white people in this restaurant, and he was fearful because there's three or four white people in the restaurant. It was pretty humorous. But now he's fired. Most likely he's only three levels from the very top. He had two people between him and the chief executive of Pfizer, most likely making a six-digit salary and taking great pride, Tom, and smiling and joyful that Pfizer was making viruses. That's the evidence we've been looking for, Tom, isn't it?
Well, that sure takes us down that road, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. Well, Tom, I had a 31-hour power outage here. It began at 5 a.m. Wednesday morning, ended yesterday afternoon. It was a great training exercise for myself and my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, as to the status of our preps, what we've got, what we need, how to make sure that what we have works. She didn't regard it as training. I did. We got through it okay. My second home, which is 2.2 miles away, came to the rescue because the power was not out there. Where I have full backup power there, as you know. I think you've seen my backup power situation, haven't you, at what we call the resort?
Yeah, you have there's a small building there, and there's a water wheel that comes off of the overflow from the spring-fed swimming pool, if I remember right. And that runs a generator.
Right. The hydropower runs 24/7. It needs to be rehabilitated. It's had some frost damage. And then there's a 12 kW Generac generator with a 1,000-gallon tank of propane and a bank of batteries that takes an hour a day from the propane generator to charge up. Even without the hydropower, we've got a three-year supply of propane because you only run it 1 hour a day. And, of course, with the hydroelectric, you've got the batteries being charged 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And of course, the man who set this all up, he was working for the Czechoslovakia National Power Grid before he escaped Czechoslovakia under cover of darkness. Him and his soon-to-be wife, carrying a suitcase in each hand, they told their friends and family, we're going on vacation. They didn't tell anybody because it was a crime to leave Czechoslovakia, which no longer exists. It's now the Czech Republic and the Slovakian Republic. Under cover in darkness, with their suitcases, they crossed the international border, went to Italy, where they lived in a refugee camp for a year to do all the paperwork and all the protocols to get to come to the United States and St. Louis legally, as opposed to walking across the Rio Grande River or swimming across it, as the case may be. And they got married in the Vatican while they were there. How about that, Tom?
It sounds like you're talking about our friend Joe.
Of course.
Yep.
They aren't Catholic. In fact, Joe's now become an ordained minister himself. He wants nothing to do with Catholicism, but he thought it would be romantic and very quaint to get married in the Vatican, so they did so. Anyway, it's a very comprehensive backup power. Hydroelectric is, in my opinion, the best way to make electricity, if you can. Right, Tom?
It is, yeah. And, you know, John, we had some drought conditions here in Missouri. I think it was around 2013. That summer was unusually dry and hot. And I believe your spring ran 24/7, 365.
It never slowed
all
down.
All through that time period. There's a lot of water in Missouri and in the Ozarks. It's just it's a great place to be.
Missouri had dozens and dozens of water-powered grist mills to grain grind. Our spring has been measured by putting out 1 billion gallons a day. It used to be on a state highway map. It's so large. Local legend is that it was one of the campsites for the Trail of Tears that went through our area. In fact, Tom, we're at the fiber optics is being run through our area right now. The crews are out with all their various equipment. They cannot do anything underground, which most of the work is underground, without a qualified archaeologist being with them, which slows down everything. An archaeologist that's been certified by the Osage Indian tribe to know what to look for and where to look for it. I believe the Trail of Tears went right past the front of my house here, Tom, because all they did with these roads was put blacktop on top of the existing trails that have been here for 200 years.
Wow, that's really interesting. It is.
It is. Well, anyway, the power outage was a great wake-up call about how things happen that you don't necessarily want to or expect to. Owning things and making sure they work are not necessarily the same thing, are they, Tom?
No, it's not, John. I had a power outage here around, I think it was around 99. Anyway, the a tornado had come through and it knocked out in a neighboring town, knocked out quite a bit of power, and I had actually been driving through there right after it happened, and there was one of the lines was down in the middle of Highway 50, and it was sparking, and the police had a detour going around. A huge tree had crushed the top of a small house right there and taken that line down. That was a dangerous situation. But I got back, and the power was out here, and I do have a automatic system. In fact, I bought that Generac unit from you, and I run it occasionally, but I have another system. It's a very quiet propane power generator. And I use that thing to charge batteries, and then I use inverters. I use an inverter system, a power inverter that runs off the batteries, and then I can power various things in the house.
Well, this is relevant, Tom, and I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking to one of the executives at ZapWorks. They were manufacturing the nickel-iron alkaline batteries for several years till they ran out of inventory of the 100-year-old Edison batteries. The weak link in almost all of these alternative power schemes is the batteries, including automobiles, by the way. leaving these very defective fantasies of electric cars and trucks aside for a moment, there's a outfit called Edison Iron, which they convince people in their advertising that they've put back into production the Edison batteries, which they have not. They have not, even though they're using the name. The Edison iron batteries, they use iron plates that have a nickel plating on them. They do not use a nickel iron battery that is as opposed to a plated battery. So with these plated batteries, with the nickel-plated iron, the nickel, after about 10 years, starts to flake off. Eventually, after 2-3 years of the flaking off, the batteries no longer work. They offer, I think, a 10-year warranty on their batteries. With the ZapWorks batteries, which we hope to get back into production, the genuine nickel iron alkaline batteries, we have a lifetime warranty because we know they're not going to go bad. That's, and I got some follow up on that after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you would like to have the exact same equipment, no difference, exact same equipment that the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicle, to protect your own vehicle, your spouse's, the automobile that's a youngster off to college, then go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and get the EMP Shield equipment with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communication and ham radio related topics. And Tom, we got a caller here. We got Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Hi, John and Tom. I have a question for both of you guys, I guess. I had read a while back that, like in World War II, the military used giant capacitors to store energy because they didn't have the big batteries then. Is that still a viable option for storing energy? Are there military surplus giant capacitors available? How reliable are they? What happens if, or how often do they spring a leak, so to speak?
I don't know if that was done in the past. I do know in recent times there's currently available supercapacitors, they call them, and they're used as power backup for very low drain systems, such as the clock oscillator and various pieces of equipment. When the power goes down, it keeps that very critical part running until it's powered back up. Those are in common use, but I'm not aware of any gigantic capacitors or anything that were used by the military in the past. I don't think the technology was good enough for that. I could be wrong. I wasn't there, so I've never heard of anything like that. Capacitors are typically used in power systems to start motors. A lot of them are used for that. Single phase motors need that capacitor to get started. It's a phase shifting arrangement to give the motor the boost it needs to just get started up, and then it switches out. There could be a run capacitor in there also to get it to keep running. But that's, as far as I know, that's where the capacitors were used. Also on transmission lines, they'll use large capacitors to change the characteristics of those transmission lines on the high voltage systems. But I don't know the military using anything like that.
Okay. Well, Judy, if you find any documentation on that, get it to me, and we'll look into it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the call. Tom, our next caller is Glenn in Kansas. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice, cool morning today here in Kansas. Tomorrow, I wanted to let everybody know, is the Amateur Radio Field Day for Winter Field Day. And that's where we're going to set up outside, and we're going to be chilly. We're going to operate for 24 hours. I'm not doing it for 24 hours, but some people are. But I just wanted to let everybody know that's a potentiality to be able to go out and watch these people set up under some pretty harsh conditions now. I guess we got a cold snap coming in, so it's going to be real fun. I've got
How cold will it be, Glenn?
Well, I don't know. They say that up in, like, Minnesota, they're talking about some sub-zero.
Well, and go ahead, Glenn. Yeah.
It's going to blow down this way, and we're going to have some pretty chilly conditions. I mean, it might get down into to the teens by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but I don't know. I'm watching the forecast, but I intend to stay nice and warm. I'm taking my van with a propane heater and leave a window open and take the chill off the inside of the van while I'm operating. I don't know which antenna I'm going to use. I'm going to try a few of them out, I guess. I'm going to take the 100-watt transmitter with. I'll take my ICOM with. But we're limited to 100 watts for this field day. Nobody is going to be using linears to participate in it. A lot of QRP is going to. I'm going to take my QRP rig with and use it. I'm not going to run any digital, but some other people in the club are going to do some digital, the FT8 and whatnot. So, I was listening on our repeater. A lot of other members are in our club are going to, they're talking about which antennas they're going to try out to see if they're any good. So we're preparing, and our club is going to set up at, in a park over in Manhattan, Kansas.
All right.
And,
well, Glenn, have a great time there. Give us a report of how it went.
Okay.
When you're finished. Oh, okay.
Okay. You have a great day.
Thank you, Glenn. We got a Bob in the Hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's something I like to point out at least once a week. There's two Joe Bidens. Did you know that? Two Joe Bidens. The real Joe Biden and the fake Joe Biden. The real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe, and there's a photograph of him with a circle around the dangling earlobe, and the fake Joe Biden with an attached earlobe. There's other more subtle differences in the facial features of these two men. But these ear matters of the ears are the most prominent, easiest ones to pick out and identify for most people. And if you watch, this man is, these two men, I should say, they're photographed and videoed probably 7 days a week for the most part, and a lot of times there's close-ups. And I've noticed both in various public appearances. At my website also, you'll find products that will help you achieve your goals, such as commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite, the highest quality freeze-dried equipment you can buy, regardless of price. We have right next to that, it's not a product, but it's a documentary, Died Suddenly, put together by Stu Peters, excellent documentary. We have Mike Lindell's high-quality pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels. I've got all his products are really the best quality that you can get your hands on, quite frankly. And, of course, the energy cleaner, my home business. We have Tom Berryhill with us, the manufacturing energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. If you aren't getting the best night's sleep, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website. We can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. You already have an energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, warm, and cozy, only $85, shipping included to American zip codes. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Tom, getting back to the batteries, and this plays directly into ham radio, of course, because you have to have power for radio to work, don't you, sir?
Well, that's true, and batteries are one way. You can hook it up in your car. Of course, that needs a battery to start the engine. You can't set up a generator. Anything it takes to make that power will work, but batteries work quite well. I power all my ham equipment that I use on the air. I have some older tube-type equipment that's plugged into the wall and runs on the power grid, but I do hook up 12-volt batteries to the more modern equipment that I have that's all solid state. And I run that off of batteries. I have two solar panels that keep those topped off. And I can also charge them up off the grid or with several generators that I have here. And right. I always keep that equipment running on batteries.
Well, Tom, if you were to go to the Edison Museum in New Jersey on Friday the 27th of January today, and you will see on display there Edison batteries that are more than a century old that have been going for daily charge-discharge cycles for more than a century. We don't know how long they last. We simply don't know. Apparently, they never wear out. And they were... the company was bought out. The company that was Edison batteries were manufactured up until the 70s. The executives with Zapworks talked to the people that were manufacturing the Edison batteries before they shut them down. And they said, gentlemen, why did you stop making these batteries? Here was a response, Tom, no repeat business. Can you imagine that? You know, there's another follow-up on that. I was on a motorcycle ride with my wife about 8 years ago, and we're on Old Route 66. I see this facility, it turned out to be part of the University of Missouri at Rolla, that had all these solar panels and windmills blowing in the breeze. Part of the University of Missouri at Rolla, which is called the University of Science and Technology. And I pulled over and I asked to speak to the whoever was in charge of the alternative power at a world-class university of engineering, which is what Rolla, Missouri is, the University of Missouri at Rolla Science and Technology. It was Friday afternoon. He was already gone, so I got his name and number. I call him up Monday, and I'm talking to him about alternative energy. And I asked him if he knew what Edison batteries were. Silence. Tom, now let's set the stage here. I'm talking to the university professor at one of the best, most respected universities for engineering on the planet. And he's in charge of alternative power instruction for this university in Rolla, Missouri. And Tom, he did not even know what Edison batteries were. Did not even know. I was disappointed and shocked that he didn't have this knowledge. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to set up alternative power, you're going to be looking at the batteries. To get batteries that run a typical ranch-style home, you're looking at about $20,000 to get the same batteries that are used in forklifts, the really big Trojan batteries. They'll last about 10 years, maybe 12, if you really take good care of them. Then you're looking at another $20,000 fee. And 10 years after that, another $20,000. Almost nobody can afford that, or can they, Tom?
No, that's an expensive way to go, but it's current technology, and it's workable. I think the lithium ion are something to pay attention to because of the incredible amount of power density that's in such a small package. So those will continue to improve, and larger power packs can be built from those small cells. And it's something to pay attention to. The old technology,
what they've been doing, you're right, Tom. And what they've been doing is taking these small batteries and soldering literally thousands of them together and placing them in a connex, in a shipping container. If one of those solder connections goes bad, you've got basically what amounts to a bomb on your hands, don't you?
Well, I guess they could solder them, but I think most of them are spot welded. There's a tab on there that's spot welded to the end of the cell, and they just put huge amounts of those together. But yes, there's situations where it can be a runaway meltdown on those batteries, and that's why they don't want you shipping them through the mail and taking them on airplanes and things like that. But that's happening less and less. That technology is getting better. I don't really follow it that closely. I skim through the information, try to keep up with it somewhat, but I'm still using lead acid cells, deep cycle batteries for everything that I do here, and it works fine. I don't have much money. As a matter of fact, I have very little tied up in the systems I use. I've not spent very much on it at all. Have very little money invested. A lot of it I picked up, you know, I talked about the inverters that I got at one of the hazardous waste days they have here locally. And if you're a resident of the county, you can dispose of batteries and different chemicals and old paint cans and things like that safely. Well, they had a couple of inverters sitting there that came out of the city hall, and they went dead, so they bought new ones. Well, the only thing that was wrong with them was the batteries inside. So I asked the guy, I said, you're just concerned about the batteries. If I take the batteries out, can I take those power inverters? He goes, yeah, sure. We just are worried about the batteries. So I did. I took the batteries out, opened them up, took the batteries out, and they gave me those two inverters, and they were larger units. They were very nice and only maybe 3 years old, and I use them to this day. Yeah, they work great.
This is a side issue, but I've been to the state surplus auctions in Jefferson City. The state of Missouri has a monthly auction of surplus items, and I've been to maybe six or eight of these. Now, a standard size, there's a different size pallet, but a standard pallet is 4x4 feet. And typically I would see six or eight pallets stacked up 4 feet high with three-year-old computers shrink-wrapped on top of these pallets at the auction. A three-year-old computer, in my opinion, it can do pretty much everything a brand-new computer will do pretty close, don't you think, Tom?
Well, an older computer might not run the latest software and all that. It just depends on what you're doing with it. But I use some older DOS computers. I'm still operating a couple of systems on a DOS-based software. It works so good. I've never found any Windows-based or Linux-based systems that worked as good. So I just continue to use it until it finally...
Anyway, these not very old computers are sold for scrap. The scrappers go there, and they just bid scrap value for these computers that are only 3 years old in perfect working condition. And they're looking to get the gold and whatever metals they can out of these computers.
There's very little gold in those things. There's not much gold at all.
Well,
people think
silver.
There is.
Silver?
There's There's more tin and lead in. Well, there's some silver. Some of the later stuff was silver.
Tin, lead, and silver. Regardless, it's just scrap value. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have ham radio that works during a crisis, you need backup power. That's the bottom line. You really need backup power that you can count on. And lead-acid batteries obviously work. They've been around for more than a century, as long as they're properly maintained. It's very important to make sure you know what you're doing. The amperage on a lead-acid battery can hurt you pretty bad or start a fire if you do something wrong, couldn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it really will. It's something you have to pay close attention to, and you need fuses. You do want to have a fuse in the positive. I would put one in the negative line as well, right at the battery terminals. You don't want to fuse it way out by the radio equipment. Do it right at the battery. So that way you can avoid any kind of meltdown of the power lines and all that. If a short circuit happens, it'll blow the insulation on those lines, start a fire. But if you have the fuses right there at the batteries, that's the safest place to be. And that's especially important in a car. Fuse the negative lead as well as a positive lead. If something comes loose, you could actually have your radio equipment providing the ground return, the negative return to that battery through your radio equipment wiring, which is not big enough to carry the entire load of that vehicle. That's why you buy some of this new ICOM and Kenwood stuff. It has fuses in both of the wires. It didn't in the old days, but they learned about that the hard way. And so both lines are fused now. But I do it for stuff in the house as well. But you know, John, it's pretty easy to set up power systems for modern radio equipment because all of it runs on 12 volts. It's made to run in vehicles, and they're always 12 volts in most cases. The military vehicles are 24 volts. But it's real easy to do. You could do it with car batteries if you really wanted to, but you'll have better service out of some deep cycle marine type batteries. A couple of those in parallel will give you an incredible amount of operating time on that equipment before you need to recharge it.
So when you hook two 12 volt batteries in parallel, you still get 12 volts. If you hook them up the other way, you get 24 volts, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. In series, and you can do a series parallel arrangement. That's how I have my power inverter set up. Series and parallel because they operate, one of them operates on 24 volts and the other one operates at 48 volts. I have another system that's even larger and it operates at 156 volts. So it takes 13 batteries to power that thing.
Well, when I park my Triumph TR6, I have a quick disconnect on the positive terminal of the battery. That eliminates any chance of something failing and setting the car on fire, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the big problem out here in the country is mice. You know, mice will get in your vehicle and they'll start chewing on the wiring and really tear things up. So
it is. Mice and rats both. Yeah, yeah. I got very tasty mouse bait all around the Triumph. So they take one. It's called One Bite. It's a brand name. One Bite. They take one bite, they're dead.
I put some peppermint oil on cotton balls, and I'll put them. I find that they want to get across the top of the engine where it's warm, and then they start chewing on things. I had one chew through one of the fuel injector wires on there. So I put those cotton balls in there, and every once in a while I add some more peppermint oil to it, and haven't had a problem since. They don't like that peppermint.
That's a good trick. That's a good trick, and I'll add that to my list of tricks to take care of the mice. Well, our favorite website to get started with ham radio is the ARRL.org website. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website, the American Radio Relay League website. Everything you need to get started with ham radio is right there. You can locate your nearest ham radio club. You can get access to a study of material, to a study for your license, or as vendors selling equipment there. And we really encourage people to locate their nearest ham radio club and start going to those meetings, don't we, Tom?
Yes, that's the best way to meet people that have experience with radio systems, and they can help you get started. And they're most likely the same place that you would take your test to get your license and call sign. They will be the volunteer examiners that conduct those testing sessions. So you'll get to know them personally, and it's a lot less intimidating taking a test under those conditions than in the old days when we had to go to the federal building and take the test with a federal examiner. That was
not I know we have different. A lot of ham radio people listen to this hour. I want to encourage them to these clubs, these individuals, do what I've done in several different communities, which is set up a FM transmitter that transmits on the commercial frequency. These transmitters are available as kits on Amazon for not a whole lot of money. And then your local authorities, the mayor, the superintendent of schools, the fire chief, the police chief, can talk the entire community at once during a crisis. And that could be a really important life-saving measure. For sure, our last break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, ham radio is a hobby that the entire family, from 8-year-olds to the grandparents, can participate in. It's great for homeschoolers because the knowledge gained in ham radio covers a number of areas: mathematics, electronics, skills such as soldering and so forth. And it's fun. As I like to say, many of the things that children do is where they're pretending to do what adults do. But in this case, they're doing the exact same activity with the exact same equipment as adults, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, that's true, because on ham radio, a very young person, maybe 10 years old, could be communicating on the air with somebody who could be a neurosurgeon, you know, or a politician, or anybody, a businessman, woman, doesn't matter. All the barriers come down. We're all on the same level at that point. Everybody is a ham operator, and they're all talking about things that are of interest to them, and most of it revolves around electronics and communications. It's a great training ground for young people to learn some very valuable skills that will take them quite far in life and give them some high-paying jobs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we put this word out every week. I know we're helping people become aware of ham radio. And a quick reminder, you no longer need to know Morse code. That's just simply gone, isn't it?
Yeah, that went out years ago, and it's not required anymore. That had to have it for many years because it was by international law that it was required. And that's in the past. It's still available if you want to use it. And also, the tests themselves have been, the technology required has been relaxed. It's really easy to pass those tests now. It's not hard at all. And almost anybody that wants to just take some time, several hours a week, do that for 3 or 4 weeks, and I think they would be up to speed, and they'd be able to pass that test. It's not as
Absolutely.
Difficult as it was in the past.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Top of the hour break coming up, we'll be back with Ruthie Andrews here, and we'll be talking about the events today and her profession of psychological counseling. Fascinating area. Fascinating area. No shortage of clients, to say the least. And then top of hour three, we'll have Brady with us, get updates on what's going on at the Liberator Rocket Heater Factory, and we'll wrap it up with Rondi and what's going on in her community, where people go to vacation and go skiing at these ski resorts there in Colorado. Breaking news, Governor Georgia has called out the National Guard because of the riots in Atlanta. That's major breaking news. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.